Welcome to our Fall Sacred Reading Series. Sacred reading is a blending together of reading the Bible and praying. We enter into a quiet place in our heart and invite the Spirit to join us there. As we listen to the scriptures being read, we allow them to speak into our life right now. We allow the words of God to read our lives and speak to us right where we are in this moment. Let's begin by settling ourselves. Find a comfortable, alert position. Perhaps turn your palms upward to signal to God and to yourself an openness to receive from the Spirit. Breathe deeply and slowly, breathing in, breathing out. As you continue to do this, release the cares of the day and open your heart and your mind to the Spirit. Make this time an offering to Jesus, knowing that He is eager to spend time with you. This sacred reading is a bit different than our earlier ones. We're stepping into the middle of one of Jesus and Peter's most significant encounters. You can add to your sacred reading experience by imagining the scene as it's read to you. Imagine sitting by the shore with Jesus and Peter, with a log for a chair. You can hear the fire crackling and the sounds of the waves lapping up on the rocks as they talk together. You can see the smoke from the fire and feel it singe your eyes when the wind blows in your direction. You can smell the fire and the fish cooking. Freely enter into their world to prepare yourself to hear God's message for your heart. As you listen to this week's passage, let the words sink into your heart. Notice if a single phrase grabs your attention. There will be a short pause after each reading. Reading from John 21:15-17. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." And again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Listen as the passage is read again. Does one phrase seem more relevant to today than others? If so, let the rest of the passage go and focus in on it. Ponder it. Consider what it might have to say to your current life. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him this third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." On this third reading, ask God a question. Perhaps why it matters, or how you need to respond to the passage. Try to be honest and real before God. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time. He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." On this final reading, the work is done. Just sit in God's presence for a minute or two. Be with Jesus and Peter as they're sitting by the fire. Know that Jesus loves you just as you are right now and wants you to know this truth. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." This third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep."